Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Limits, I'd like to publicly apologize that I said that your best bet for getting a girlfriend was to date a bot.
I accept your apology because I know it's wrong, because I know what's in my heart and I know what's behind the scenes.
What? What does that mean, Bob?
Bob and I were having other discussions that we're keeping from you.
Yeah,
you were talking behind my back when I went to
another subject.
About his girlfriend situation?
No, not necessarily.
Interesting. All right. I guess you're going to keep that from me. It was not good for the locker room. It was a Love Island conversation.
My daughter
watches that, and I watched it the other night. And it's flat out weird.
Every girl I've ever met watches Love Island. They all talk about it, and my sisters watch it, friends, everyone, they all watch
it. It's a waste of time, in my view, and I hate to say that.
What's the attraction? When I was watching it, they had blindfolds on and were kissing each other in blindfolds. It was unbelievable.
For some people, that probably is the attraction to watch it.
Maybe.
It's like the dating game. You don't see who's on the other end of it until you go to... You think you know the person, you go around them,
and you're like, that's interesting.
That's not what I thought.
And then these people have known each other for 8 seconds, and they're pretending that they know. Yeah.
I mean, you're essentially dating 25 people at the same time.
That's wild. I mean, that's okay.
And you're going to fall in love based on this?
And they act like they're falling in love. And that's why I suggest a bot limits. It's not that bad of an idea.
You know, Joe, not everyone that goes on those shows are the true representation of what humanity is. And thankfully, it's not.
I'm just saying there may be pros and cons that you're not considering.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's definitely some cons. The pros would be you're probably least likely to get into a lot of arguments.
That's a big one. I think, Bob, not a lot of money spent on gifts and things like that.
Unless your bot wants something, and you know.
An electric gift for the bot.
Yeah, whatever.
Is this
it may
like
be.
You send SpongeBob?
The bot an email.
This is recalling SpongeBob when who was the little evil guy who was married to the computer on SpongeBob?
I didn't watch SpongeBob. I was not allowed to watch SpongeBob growing up.
Mr. Somebody was an evil little guy who kept wanting to steal the recipe for the Krabby Patty. The Krabby Patty.
Yeah, the Krabby Patty.
And his wife was a computer, if you recall, which you apparently don't.
Well, no, I barely watched the show, which a lot of people are going to say, that makes a lot of sense. Limits didn't watch SpongeBob.
Limits, you feel like a lot of people are down on you these days. I feel like you're taking a lot of heat, and I don't want to contribute to that. The texters, other producers, me, maybe even a little bit Bob.
I don't think Bob is.
No,
wait, other producers are coming at me?
Yeah.
Who?
Intern Dom.
Well, intern Dom goes at everybody. Yeah. Let's just brush that off.
And he thinks you don't like him either.
I do like intern Dom.
You have a funny way of showing
it. He made an interesting impression at first, but I do like Dom, yeah.
You're stirring the pot here, Joe. I see what you're doing.
Are you surprised?
Why am I always the one accused of stirring the pot,
Bob?
Donnie says Plankton is the guy that
was Mr. Plankton.
Married to the computer.
Maybe he was a doctor, Bob. I don't know. I don't know if he went to school, but he married a computer, and I'm telling you.
Karen is the computer wife, according to the
texters. Karen, yes, is the computer wife. Yours could be Betty or Body. You could ask out Body, the AI bot, like this guy who asked one to marry him.
Texter, Starkey's on one today. You good, dude? You good, dude?
Bob, also the woman who dated a dolphin, was that necessarily a bad idea?
Well, first of all, you have to tell me how they hooked up.
She was his teacher. I told you she was trying to teach him how to speak English, and he got distracted. Not that he was speaking a foreign language. She was trying to teach him to speak, essentially.
Yeah. And so through that, she fell in love.
And so did he.
How would you know? I know how he would show his love. I know that. How would she?
Read the story,
Bob. I'm not going to read the story.
Her name's Margaret, and his name's Peter.
Margaret needs to get some therapy.
Well, I think she's no longer with us, from my understanding.
The dolphin ate her? What happened?
No. Did a shark eat her? I mean, did they swim in the wrong type of water?
They went to the wrong part of the sea.
I don't know.
Why
I don't know
are we
what
doing
happened.
This?
I don't know what happened. What was your question, Bob, about Bob Nutting? I guess we go to great lengths to avoid talking about the pirates.
Do you think he has made up his mind already? Because he didn't.
Yeah, I do. I think he's keeping Ben Charrington.
So
that's what I think.
Him.
Yeah.
So that would result in a new contract?
When does Charrington's contract run out?
I don't know. We never know that answer, which is surprising.
They don't even tell us the manager's contract. They're the only team in sports where we don't know what their manager was signed to before.
But if you made the conclusion that the manager was not doing his job, how do you defend the decision to keep the GM who was fueling the roster with
You don't. He should have been fired. I don't know how Bob Nutting rationalizes that. It's not rational behavior. However, the fact that Charrington is still here, if suddenly a bunch, like this has happened pretty suddenly with Horowitz and Gonzalez. Suddenly their numbers are looking a lot better. So if Horowitz is a guy with, a high on base percentage like he had last year with Toronto, he's very good defensively, I think.
Yeah, he's very good defensively.
I mean, he could be your first baseman.
And that's fine. That's
and Gonzalez is suddenly hitting .320.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I know. He went up, though, with a 5-for-5 performance. You go 0-for-5 or 1-for-10, that can drop, too, quickly.
Sure.
Listen, I want Nick Gonzalez to do well. I think he's a fun player to watch because he's out there busting it all the time. He's a pretty good defensive second baseman, and he goes gap to gap. I want, for my second baseman, if I can't have a lot of big-time home run numbers, I want a guy who can do that. Gets on base, make things happen.
Maybe he'll be your shortstop. Maybe Tamar Johnson will be your shortstop. Maybe one of them will be a third baseman. Maybe Connor Griffin will be your shortstop. You know, have an infield of Horowitz, Tamar, Griffin, and Gonzalez.
I would take that.
Limits? If it
all works out, I would take that.
Have we reached a conclusion this hour?
I would take that as well, yes.
Would you trade any pitcher in the organization not named Skeens? I hope so.
Well, you know, eventually they're going to trade Skeens. You know that. So
well,
you
yeah,
say
of
that
course.
For now.
For now.
But when
yeah,
that
yeah,
time
yeah.
comes, you know, you ask yourself, what would the return look like on that? And if you play your cards right ahead of that, you know, and get a lot of people in other trades, you could certainly make your minor league system very good and supply this system up here. But that's so many ifs. I hate to talk about it because then it requires everyone that they acquire to become good, just like the Soto trade is done for Washington.
I know. But I guess the whole point of the opening topic today is that some of the ifs around here are leaning toward maybes. And that's Gonzalez and Horowitz. You know, maybe.
But can you make, gone can from you make if a to solid maybe. Decision if you're just in the maybe land? You know, if you go into next year with maybe,
it takes a long time to get out of maybe land.
I know. It could also go the other way quickly, too. So,
what do you think of Gonzalez? You convinced he's going to be a player, a good player?
I hope so.
Well, hope ain't a plan.
Right. Are you beyond hope? You think he will be the answer?
No, I'm not there yet either. But at some point, you got to make decisions. All I'll say is I really like what I've seen in June from him and Horowitz. And Horowitz has at least last year as a track record. With a .357 on base. Give me that. Give me that. I'll take it. He's batting .288 this month. Give me that. Give me a .280 hitter who gets on base a lot and plays a great first base. Give me a second baseman who's a professional hitter, could hit around .300. Then we got to start talking about adding power. I'm telling you, one guy can transform this situation. I don't know how to get him. Yes, I do. You have to make somebody an offer they can't refuse that includes young pitching.
You think that Chandler has to be in that deal, though?
No.
Like it's a necessity.
I think Ashcraft might be really good. Anybody with two eyes who's watching from other teams has to think so, too, based
well,
on his first
nice
seven appearances.
Well, that's the nice thing about putting those guys on display here on a limited basis. You know, you may certainly look at other teams and say they're going to be interested because of what they've seen. And his stuff is pretty good. I think what we saw from him last night was indicative of what he's been doing in the bullpen. Now as a starter for at least one game, he can do a lot. But I also could figure that he would be somebody I'd want in my rotation next year. And if I do,
sure.
Have you seen enough of Mike Burrows to make that determination? He's looked good
not
at times.
Not really. No. I mean, so many of these guys we haven't seen enough of. Anyway,
Thomas Harrington, you saw him earlier this year. He was supposed to be one of those guys.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That's a highly questionable one for me. I thought he had a little Quinn Priester in him. But then again, Quinn Priester has taken a turn for the better in Milwaukee, hasn't he, Bob? His last outing wasn't great, but he's taken a turn for the better.
I think he's like 4-1 with a pretty decent ERA.
How about the pitching matchup tomorrow?
That's a big one, yep.
Did you see that one, oh, Limitless Wonder?
Yeah, Skeens is going to go against who? Jacob Mizorowski,
he's another guy who can throw it 100-plus. Power pitchers going head-to-head in this one.
He's a story. 23 years old, 6'7", and it's just electric. What does he have here? 11 strikeouts and 11 innings. He's made two appearances, and everybody's talking about him. I can't wait to watch that one, Bob.
Yeah, that'll be good. And that's a day game, I think, tomorrow, is it?
2:10 first pitch.
2:10. I wish it was a night game.
Why?
Just because I have more opportunity in a day. We're, doing stuff.
All right, Bob.
Speaking of day games, would you like, how about this? Every Friday home game for the Pirates starts at 4:05. Would you like that instead of 6:40?
Friday.
Friday home game.
I'm taking a page out of the Wrigley Field. Does it all the time. They start their weekends early in Wrigleyville land.
Happy hour. Your happy hour is right at the game. Why wouldn't you like that?
How happy are people going to be when they can't even get to the game because they're still at work?
They could get there easier because they beat rush hour traffic.
At 4 o'clock?
Everybody leaves work early on Friday.
It works in Chicago. It's a different market, I know.
It's also a different tradition in Wrigley, and those games on Fridays have been going on for...
Do you like 6:40 at... It used to be 7.
I like 7:05 much better, especially on a Friday night.
I kind of do too. 7:05 would be... 6:40 is not the right time.
No, Friday and Saturday nights are incredible at the ballpark.
The earlier, the better. You can go to a Friday night game now, and you're home by 9:30.
Okay,
it's amazing.
You move it back, you're home by 10, considering how fast the games are going. They moved it up.
That's a big difference, Limits.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
It's half an hour. Hey,
Joe, do you remember
time.
When they used to be 8:05 starts?
No.
Oh, yeah. At Three River Stadium?
8:05?
Yep.
And the games used to go for 3.5
That's
hours.
That's what I mean. You could be there until one of them nights.
All right, Bob. Let's get to the Batconian Mongoose. I had a lot of plans for you today. We're going to do our second segment of, or third segment of Pittsburgh Quarter Century Sports here. And you and I are going to do our top five athletes. We're going to dive into a Post-Gazette mailbag, but you're leaving.
I have some television things I need to do.
I know. It just makes me sad. Would you like me to share the sandwich with you?
No, thank you. I thought you were cutting out the bread.
It's only half a sandwich. If I'm going to have bread, it's going to be a little mini sandwich.
So you're
sandwich.
Keeping track of everything. It looks good.
Yeah.
You've lost 12 pounds?
Yes, I have.
Congratulations.
And I intend to lose more. And I intend to play a lot of golf.
Even though you quit yesterday in the middle of your round?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Batconian Mongoose, coming up next, Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of Greg Lloyd, 92. It's never too hot for Malzie to play golf. Fan weather was brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, and the Mongoose will be on the Fan Hotline presented by Bob. Do you think that nickname sticks? He says people over on the south side will yell to him from the other side
Mongoose.
Of the street, Mongoose. Yeah.
I think it will stick. I think he likes it too. I think he does. I haven't talked to Brian about it.
It's a tough one. I never meant that. I never meant that one to catch on. The Batconian Mongoose. It feels cumbersome, Limits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.